Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, thank you for that, Liam. This is Kevin Cry, and welcome to my first radio show. It is August 2nd at 6 p.m. here in beautiful Redding, California, in the heart of Shasta County. With me tonight is my daughter, Kylie Cry.
Hi, thanks, Dad. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, that sounded a little canned, but so I want to set the tone for what this show is going to be about, and it's not going to be about nothing like my favorite show, Seinfeld. It is going to be about bringing people from the community who live, breathe, and die for everything Shasta County, as it relates to recreation, work, family, and just living and doing the best they can to survive, but not just survive, but thrive in this great North State. So I invited my daughter to come on this very first show and kick it off with me, and I have with us a very, very special guest, someone who inspired me. I've only met him actually a couple of times, and we tried not to talk too much while he's been here in the studio waiting for us to kick off this first show, but a gentleman, Ian Smart.
Hello.
Hello, Ian. And Ian runs a group called Stake in North Cal. And just to give you a quick background for me, I started getting into, I would say, local awareness, being awake, waking up as to what's going on in Shasta County, and not just political, but just everything, you know, other people's struggles, what things are going on. And, you know, like a lot of us, we turn to Facebook or social media to look into things that that are kind of going on maybe outside of our own bubble. And I came across this page, and I really, really found it interesting just how an individual who is roughly my age, he's a year younger. I'm a little bummed about that. I like when people are older than me. But so I invited Ian on to talk a little bit about his story, who he is, what he's done, and how long he's been here. So, Ian, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit, or tell us all a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and just a general background.
Okay. I'm 44 years old. I've lived here in Shasta County basically all my life. Went to school here. Married, 20 years this year.
How many of them happy?
All of them, brother.
That's right. Good all answer. Good answer.
My wife is listening.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
So I have, three kids. They've all gone to school here. Currently, my oldest has graduated, and my middle son and my youngest are now homeschool.
Three boys?
Three boys.
Which one's most like you?
Ooh, they all have a lot of their mother in them, and a little bit of me here and there. I would say probably my little guy.
Your little guy. Awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
What does who does the oldest turn to for advice first usually?
Well, it didn't used to be me, but recently he's 20 years old. He's
living, oh, geez, that's a horrible age. Oh, I'm sorry.
He's living on his own. He's in Tahoe, South Lake Tahoe now.
Okay.
And he has since admitted to me that I was usually right, and he should have listened more.
So. Did you hear that, Kylie?
I haven't gotten there yet, but she might be coming.
She's coming around. So, okay, so you have three kids. What and so have the younger two always been homeschooled?
No. No, they started homeschool last year.
Tell me a little bit about that.
We are terribly disappointed in the school system in general, and not very happy about our local school districts as well. When the mandates came and they decided that they were going to say and do whatever our governor had to say, it was terribly disappointing because, let's be honest, this last year has been unconstitutional to the max.
The last couple of years have been brutal on a lot of levels, and what's really been tough for me, you know, and that's when I really got into, I would say, the political arena was just looking at what was happening to our kids. You know, I've made a vocation, and not just my livelihood, but it's just been a hobby. I mean, all my when I got married in 1999, we got married in the middle of basketball season. So we, you know, we got married, and we, our honeymoon was on, you know, on Christmas break. So there was no basketball practice. All my eighth grade basketball players, who are now in their mid-30s and I think 35, 36 years old, they were all, you know, eighth graders, and they were groomsmen at my wedding. Or not groomsmen, I'm sorry, ushers at my wedding. So
that's cool.
Kids can't choose their parents, man. And when people start picking on kids and people that can't defend themselves, that's a tough thing. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I think we're on the same page. And, you know, we were the last couple years, we've been through a couple different school districts. And just very disappointed to see that they were going to force my son, both my sons, to wear a mask for something that is not as dangerous as they want to admit to.
Totally get it. So when you guys decided to homeschool, did you guys, is that something that you or your wife had experienced before, or did you just kind of figure it out?
Nope, we jumped in with both feet. Never done it before. Always considered it with the way things have been going and the agenda that's being pushed upon our kids. So, you know, we saw the writing on the wall and decided, you know what, this is the year, this is the time. So they started school at the beginning of the year, and then we pulled them out and went full force into homeschool, and it was good. We had a good year.
Yeah, that's great. I think, what do you think, Kylie? Like during, so with you, you basically lost the second half of your junior year and your entire senior year because at Shasta College, as you were doing College Connection, you had, obviously, they made it where it was all virtual learning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, this is your first year you were at Grand Canyon. But what do kids your age or young people your age, 19, say about the last 2 years?
It was really very isolating for a lot of people. I can say that even I'm usually very outgoing, but these last 2 years kind of made me a little bit anxious being around big groups of people. And then I had to relearn how to be around kids my age and how to communicate with them. It was a really weird experience for me and a lot of people.
Yeah, well, she wound up going to Grand Canyon playing rugby and splitting her head open. So I think maybe there's a lot of aggression maybe from being locked
That's
up
awesome.
With her dad and her siblings. No, but let me ask you, Kylie, do you feel that, I mean, how do you feel like young people are catching up, or are they catching up? Do you know anybody that hasn't recovered?
No, I think a lot of people do, but they don't want to talk about it because I think a lot of people are scared to go against the media narrative and say, like, this was all, you know, bull and there was no science behind it, and they're really struggling.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I do know is I do know COVID and many other diseases, you know, and ailments are very real, but
yeah.
They're not real for everybody across the board the same.
Yeah, it is very real. I will agree with that. But it wasn't real enough to shut down 2 years and take away that for kids, the social interaction that is so needed for mental health and physical health of these kids.
Yeah, I mean, one thing, my wife being a PE teacher and then me, you know, having a background in athletics and sports, it's, you know, they stopped PE. Like Governor Newsom said, okay, you don't have to do PE anymore. It's not a state standard. You don't have to do it because we can't keep the equipment clean and we can't keep it, you know, accessible, or we can't keep people spaced. So, I mean, that to me was really tough because one of the things you can, you know, one way you fight off infection and fight off disease is being physically fit and active. And taking that away was tough for me. So going back to your three kids homeschooling, are you guys not just settling into that, but are you finding outlets for your kids to do other things with other families?
That has definitely been the struggle. You know, you got to keep your kids socially active. We do a lot of things with other people, and we get our kids involved wherever we can. We are very big into the skate park community.
Do you skate yourself?
Absolutely.
Do you really?
For the most part, I ride bikes now, but
okay.
You know, I still have a skateboard, and I can still drop in on a
six-foot
half pipe. So.
Oh my gosh! Growing up, there was a neighborhood kid that had a half pipe, and everybody with their mini trucks. Now, keep in mind, you know, this is like late '80s, early '90s.
I was there.
Yeah, everybody had lowered mini trucks, and we'd go around the cruise, which is right outside here on Market. But okay, so your kids are finding things to do, you know, interacting with other kids their age. So let's back up a little bit. Before 2020, when did you start your construction company? Tell us a little bit about that.
My construction company has been going less than a year.
Oh, it's been going less than a year. Okay. What did you do before that?
We own Steam Dry Carpet Cleaning.
Got it. Okay.
Yep. And so we still have that. We're kind of phasing that out, and we will be full on Ian Smart Construction doing remodel work here in Shasta County.
It's a plug, man. Give us the whole plug. So what do you specialize in, and how did you find yourself doing that? Like, this is a great time. There's always time for obviously quality craftsmanship at a fair price.
Well, when I was 16 years old, my first job was working for a drywall contractor, and I've been doing that on and off all my life.
Okay.
And I've also been working as a handyman, working for another handyman that became a contractor, and then it was just time. And so we, went through the schooling, got it done.
Got your GC license, all that stuff. That's
last
awesome.
Last October, it became official, and so I'm having the best year of my life, actually. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I have, I don't know, what's the joke in our family, Kylie? If someone's going to buy something, they got to check with mom if she's going to be willing to put it together for them. On a scale of 1 to 10, Kylie, how handy am I?
Oh, probably, zero is not on the scale.
I was going to say, if she gave me a 2, I was going to be excited. A doorknob at a house once that broke, and I tried to fix it. So I took it off, and I couldn't put it back together, so I shoved pre-wrap in it, and then I put a bunch of athletic tape over the hole. It's because it was snowing outside where we lived in Oregon for a short time.
Or so. More recently, perfect. Whenever our sink faucet broke, so you just put a weight on top to get it to stop from leaking.
Yes. It was a 10-pound weight.
You got to go with what you know,
but
man.
It held it down, so it stopped dripping. But okay, so with the construction company doing that now, so back to the carpet cleaning company that you did, still have. How was that affected during the shutdown in 2020? And like, what was that for you as a business owner when that came about?
We got hammered. Honestly, it put us under for a while. Collected self-employed unemployment. Never had heard of that before that instance, but when COVID hit and everyone was scared, there was no way they were going to have the carpet cleaning guy in their house.
Yeah.
So, at that point, I was doing whatever I could do, which was drywall and doing other handyman kind of things. And so after talking with my wife a little bit, I was like, I think I want to go out and do something new. And so that's kind of what happened. And next thing I know, I got a license and I'm out there bidding jobs and doing jobs and hiring subs. And
so was your when that happened and we got shut down in March, was it gradual for you? Or did you see just like an instant, like appointments canceled, the phone stopped ringing? What was it like for you?
It was like somebody shut off the faucet. It went from, just fine to dead, dead.
Yeah.
And it was dead for months. It was dead for 6 months.
Yeah.
Phone. I had to check to see that the phone was working at that point.
Yeah.
So,
I remember like vividly when I was at the Ninja Gym and we had a big competition. We had actually athletes from out of the area flying in, from the show American Ninja Warrior, and they were coming in to work in schools. So we coincided this big kickoff event at a few different school districts and this big ninja competition. And then when it wound up, they said, okay, now you can have, you can have 12 people inside. And then it was 8. And then it just kept dropping. And then, when Italy started having, some deaths and some of that, I felt like the panic button really got pressed.
Yes.
Instead of people just saying, hey, let's play this out. Let's see what's going on. And not that you ever want to play with anybody's, life, like literally life. But at the same time, there is a thing called the Constitution. And there are things that we have, like liberty, that were really tough. And I saw, because there's a lot of businesses that didn't make it back. So I tell you what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. But when we come back, I want to get into how Steak and NorCal came about. And, you have, close to 5,000, maybe a few more followers. And that really just seem like really red-blooded American people that care about, most importantly, Shasta County. And I want to talk about that. So we'll be back from break, and then we'll start taking some callers.
We're not gonna take it. Oh, we ain't gonna take it. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaRedding.com today.
Hi, this is Amber from Ninja Coalition HQ, Reading's premier ninja gym. Based off the popular TV show American Ninja Warrior, we offer group and private ninja training classes, including parkour, open gym sessions, private birthday parties, field trips, and our very popular ninja night out. We are located outside the Mount Shasta Mall. Stop by and sign up for a class or book your next party. Mention this ad and receive $25 off your party or $20 off your first month's membership. Check us out on Instagram or visit our website, ninjacoalition.com. We look forward to seeing you at Ninja Coalition HQ, Reading's premier ninja gym.
But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to meet a man who walked 1,000 miles and falls out at
the door. All right, we're back. This is Kevin Cry, and in the studio with me I have my daughter Kylie Cry as well as our guest Ian Smart. I tell you, the 500 miles song, I feel like could have been my campaign song during the primary. I walked so many neighborhoods. Actually, Kylie walked a lot of neighborhoods with me. Mm-hmm. So, Ian, we were going to dive into really the reason, one of the main reasons I wanted to bring you on was hearing just about how an individual as yourself with a great beard gets involved locally at the level you did for the community. When everything seems to be crumbling and falling around, not just in Shasta County, but around the country with all the uncertainty that was going on in 2020 with riots and elections and just crazy stuff, you found it necessary to start this Facebook group, Stake in NorCal. So I'd love to hear about the story. So please take your time and I want to hear it.
Awesome. Well, prior to Stake in NorCal, it had been on my mind that Shasta County really needed a voice, some sort of conservative hub for people, because I was being kicked off every other group in town, whether it was Reading Crime or, you know, pages as such that, in my opinion, push the liberal agenda. So, it had been on my mind to do something anyways, and not that I really wanted to be that guy, you know, and have to monitor a page and deal with that. That's never been something that I was into, but it was May 31st. George Floyd had just had his incident, we'll call it.
Okay.
And there was protests turning into riots all over the country. We were watching it, and people were watching it in fear. You know, it was scary times. The election was coming, like you said.
Well, I have two brother-in-laws that are in law enforcement here locally. So yeah, like just seeing the unrest with law enforcement, absolutely. It was hard for me, and you know, they're my brother-in-laws and I love them, but you know, they're not my sons, they're not my own brothers, they're not my spouse. So it was crazy. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like I said, it's May 31st and I'm watching another Facebook page, and Klamath Falls was having a city council meeting about water rights. So most of the town was there. All of a sudden, multiple busloads of people showed up, apparently from Portland, paid agitators, hundreds of people, showed up to an open carry county in Oregon. Well, these people all saw what was going on. Everyone knew what was going on in the country right now with protests and riots. You know, they kind of went hand in hand. Well, the people of Klamath Falls all went home, grabbed their guns, and came back and basically stood around and said, you're not going to do this in our town. So these multiple busloads of people stood around with basically their thumb up their butt and decided that, you know, this wasn't the town that they were going to do it in. Meanwhile, Reading was scheduled for June 2nd to have a BLM protest.
And for people who don't know, you know, Klamath Falls is like an hour past Weed. So if you get off at Weed, you go up 97. Actually, I took a coaching job there years ago, and so we lived there for 3 years. Kylie went to, I think, second, third, and fourth grade in Klamath Falls.
Ferguson Elementary, yep.
Ferguson Elementary, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's, I mean, 2 hours. It's Klamath Falls is not far.
No, it's not. And so we're scheduled to have a BLM protest. We got paid agitators from Portland down in Klamath Falls. We've got Sacramento 2 hours away. We're headed for a mess. And so I decided, like, all right, I'm going to get a hold of some buddies. Like, we can't let this happen. Like, we, you know, we're not going to go beat people with bats, but...
Can't let what happen?
We can't let people come to Shasta County and start a riot. This is not the place to do that. You want to do that in a more populated area? Okay. You know, but here in our town? Not in our town. Wasn't going to let it happen. So, started reaching out to a couple buddies. It was late at night on May 31st, and it was going real slow, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to start a page. So I started a page. It took longer to think of what I was going to call it than it did to actually make it. Fired it off about 1 o'clock in the morning, June 1st. And next morning I woke up, and there was about 1,000 people on that page already. You know, people were fired up. People were ready to say, no, you know, we're not going to let that happen here. And it escalated like you wouldn't believe. By the time the actual protest was supposed to happen in the Kohl's parking lot, that all the businesses there boarded up their windows.
Yeah, I mean, me being at the Mount Shasta Mall, Macy's, they were all boarded up, and
they were expecting a riot.
Yeah,
you know, we all were, and the whole world was living in fear at that moment because it was happening in every other town. And so, by the time the actual protest was here, they decided to cancel it. I believe because our group had grown to almost 3,000 people, and we had people running all over the town. There was Black Lives Matter buses all over the place, no blacked out windows, no license plates, BLM painted on the side of the vans. We had people were glued to their phones. It was a crazy ride that first week.
And this is May 31st of 2020.
That would have been June 1st by that time.
June
actually.
1st, yeah. And see, I got to tell you, like, I'm impressed with anybody who puts themselves out there for something they believe in, regardless if I fundamentally believe in their ideology or not. I can appreciate someone's love, commitment, passion, and just the when it is done in a very pure form. You know, I'll tell you this. I was inside my ninja gym. You know, I do carry. And I was there by myself. My family was at home, and I stayed at the ninja gym for, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 hours, just sitting inside at the front desk, just waiting, because I wasn't going to board it up. I do have glass doors, you know, at the entrance of our place, but we are kind of tucked away in the corner at the mall. But Macy's, everybody else was very boarded up. Brookfield Properties boarded up. So I just want to tell you, like, I'm impressed by anybody that just doesn't sit, because I don't want to say that I was only concerned with myself. But honestly, it was really just like, I got to protect this because of the person sitting to my left and the people at home listening, you know. So kudos to you for putting it together. So go ahead, keep going.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I've gotten a lot of people that told me, you know, how scared they were. You know, had a lady at Winco one day tell me, you're that guy. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, nice to meet you. And she broke down in tears just telling me how thankful she was that, you know, her community stood up and said, you know, we're not going to let this happen. Feel safe in your home because we're not going to let this happen.
Yeah.
And so I think it was a huge success. It was out of control compared to what I was expecting. Literally, I was trying to get a hold of a number of my friends to get a hold of their friends. And let's get together and just make sure this doesn't get out of control. I want people to have their First Amendment rights. And that was the hardest part of it all, was trying to keep 5,000 crazy
Yeah.
Shasta County residents from doing something stupid.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was to keep it together. We put together a pretty good team of guys, and we kept it under control. We told people, look, you're not going to go be that guy that's going to go start a fight and ruin this whole deal. We want those people to have their protest moment, but if they want to start throwing rocks, starting fires, and, you know, vandalizing and hurting people, that isn't going to happen in Shasta County. That's not the kind of place we are.
Did you have the law enforcement community reach out to you at any point?
They found out about us. We found out about them, and they were driving by our location, giving us thumbs up. I feel like they were happy that we were out there. I think they realized we weren't a bunch of crazies just looking to, you know, start a fight. We were there to make sure that, you know, if things would have got out of control, our local law enforcement wouldn't have been able to handle all of that.
Oh, yeah.
And no. So, you know, there's a time and place where you got to stand up for what is yours. And yeah. this community is ours. And so.
Yeah, no, that's one of the things, you know, I've tried to really express to people, you know, over the last few months that I've been, you know, engaged more on a county level, I guess we would say. Outside of anything just, you know, youth related. But what it's shown me since October is, I mean, I already knew Shasta County is a great place, you know, and then you go through experiences like the car fire and things of that nature where you really see, you know, neighbors helping neighbors and people just pitching in, donating clothes, giving money, opening up their homes, you know, renting hotel rooms for families and just saying, hey, you know, I'll take care of it. Here's my credit card. Let this family be here for a week. I mean, those stories, like, are super moving, and that's what we have in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And groups, you know, and Stake and NorCal groups. So what are you guys doing now? Like, so you still have the page. How are you guys are you guys staying active? Is it something where it's just more of an informational place right now?
You know, we had no idea what it was going to turn into when it turned into it. And at this point, we're really not doing much other than keeping people informed. A lot of political stuff going on right now, trying to keep people active and paying attention to, you know, local elected officials that aren't doing their job, basically ruining our lives with their opinions and decisions.
Yeah, what do you feel is the pulse of, like, I know you can't speak for everybody in the group, but what do you feel? I mean, and again, I'm on there, you know, maybe, I don't know, once a week, once every couple weeks. You know, I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook, but what do you feel like the pulse is of, you know, of the group in terms of where the political climate is now and their faith in government? And I don't mean even just locally, but even just statewide or federally. Like, what do you feel like is the pulse of people in Shasta County that you encounter?
We're fed up. I mean, I think that's the bottom line, is we're fed up. We've seen it.
Go deeper. Fed up how?
We've watched the agenda be pushed on us for years and years.
Now let me ask you, when you say the agenda pushed on us for years and years, like I'll just be the first to admit, like I wasn't even like June 1st, right? This group was happening. I heard there might be something here. I have brother-in-laws in law enforcement, so I know some things are happening, but I am like hell or high water. No one's coming into my business and taking away what I've worked hard for and what we provide to kids. But that was me, right? So what are people like? How long have you paid attention? Has this been something that's been on your heart for a long time? You just said, I've had enough, or was it like instant? Like for me, it was instant. Like for me.
So I would say I started getting political about the time Obama took office.
Okay.
And I saw things just nosediving in the direction that he sent us personally, in my opinion. And so that was about the time I started paying attention.
I brought you on to say your opinion. You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Like, I mean, Obama was not my favorite president.
Absolutely
so,
not.
I mean, by all means, say what you feel.
Probably the greatest mistake we ever made, personally, and that's my opinion. So, about that time I started paying attention, and then, you know, as things kept going, just learning how that agenda, the progressive agenda, just kept pushing into our lives, whether it was through national politics, whether it was our local politics, ushering it in without any question. You know, seeing our board of supervisors just cave, absolutely cave to Gavin Newsom's request or demands to mandate us and shut down businesses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't do that. There, like you said, there's a thing called the Constitution. I'm a big fan of it. Liberty. Now, some people just take those as words, but I'm here to say they're a lot more than that to a lot of people in our group particularly.
Yeah, I think the midterms are going to be something that is going to – it's going to really tell us the direction of our country. I mean, we're going to see really how excited people are about $7 and $8 gas, about the price of food going up. And it's not even just the price of food. It's the availability of it. And, you know, and I don't want to get into complete federal stuff because this is more about local politics, but – or local, just things in general, not even politics. But you see, like with, you know, Nancy Pelosi and and her stock, you know, buying that for $3 million is going to be worth $100 million probably by the end of the week, and you just shake your head. And how do people not see that?
Right.
And it's hard. So before I forget, we got a few more minutes here before our next break. But again, please feel free to call in if you have a question for Ian, myself, or even Kylie over here, who said all about 20 words. Maybe it's rugby related. That number is 530-605-4567. Again, 605-4567. So let me ask you, the local political climate. Obviously, we just had an election. I'm not sure, you know, how involved you were with any of the campaigns, or if you were involved in any campaigns. What was your thought about the outcome?
I have very little faith in our election process anymore, I'll be honest. You know, I thought locally we were still okay, with the, lack of a better word, the anomalies that went on in this most recent primary, for me personally, is questionable at best. I'm extremely sad to see that our supervisors decided to just go ahead and accept it as it is without any question.
Yeah, you know, that might have been the one thing for me, because what I really, really love is, like, I love some great, you know, movies of the 80s and 90s. I don't know if you ever saw, like, White Men Can't Jump, you know, with Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes. And at the end of the movie, you know, they're betting, you know, on Woody Harrelson being able to dunk. And Wesley Snipes doesn't want him to do it because he knows he can't do it and doesn't want to see, you know, Woody loses money that he just won. And of course they bet, he doesn't dunk, and the conversation's over. You know, and it was kind of a sad ending to some degree. But for me, what I really wanted in the process was just to have one group or the other sit down with certainty that they were wrong, or that stop talking about it. Like, we have to get to work and do things that matter and move our community forward. And I feel like there was a missed opportunity by the Board of Supervisors to say, you know, hey, well, sure, we don't think there's anything there, but just to quiet one group up.
Right.
Let's go for it.
Let's just get transparency.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the thing that was tough for me. Like, you know, in my quote unquote camp, I didn't want to talk about it because I'm on to the general election. It's not that I don't care. I care a lot. I care about the integrity of any office, and especially for anybody willing to run for an office and putting themselves out there. You know, I sat down and talked with just about every single candidate that ran, you know, in quote unquote one group or the other, you know, and I met every single one of them. There was only, you know, one that I really didn't get to spend the time talking to, other than the two of the gentlemen in District 5 who lived in Shingletown and out of the area. But looks like we have a caller, so let's take our first caller, and that's Richard. Richard, hello, sir.
Yeah, it's me. It's Rich. How you doing, guys?
Oh, hey, Rich. How you doing?
Doing great. I love how you guys are kind of covering a bunch of different topics in the evening hours. This is great. I mean, we normally get these conversations on the weekends in the morning, so it's kind of nice to hear similar topics on the weekend evening, so I really like that.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we got some pretty exciting guests coming. Yeah.
So I hope Steak and NorCal, with you know, their approximate 5,000 members, I hope Ian can get them excited and engaged with the soon coming up school board runs. We still have a week and a half to get people to run for school boards, and we need many more folks. There's approximately 80 or so seats up this cycle. And then, of course, the upcoming November election where folks like you, Kevin, and others may need some assistance with walking districts or whatever. So
well,
I hope the
state
and NorCal folks step up and really, you know, do another large contribution for what's happening here in Shasta.
Sounds good, Rich. You're absolutely right. We got to keep people motivated and charging for those kind of things. We definitely need butts in the seats on school boards.
Well, school boards are where it starts. You know, at the foot of the kids is where all this stuff's going to start. So Liam is waving at me for a break. Richard, I super appreciate you calling in. And then also for people that how do people get a hold of you, Rich, if they wanted to talk about school board stuff? Do you have a quick email?
They can call 962-5168 or email rjgallardo, GALLARDO, at Proton Mail. Get a hold of me. Yeah, there's still time. I'll get you in the loop on the runner for school board.
Awesome, man. Thanks for calling in, Rich.
Thank you.
With that, we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Hi, this is Amber from Ninja Coalition HQ, Reading's premier ninja gym. Based off the popular TV show American Ninja Warrior, we offer group and private ninja training classes, including parkour, open gym sessions, private birthday parties, field trips, and our very popular ninja night out. We are located outside the Mount Shasta Mall. Stop by and sign up for a class or book your next party. Mention this ad and receive $25 off your party or $20 off your first month's membership. Check us out on Instagram or visit our website, ninjacoalition.com. We look forward to seeing you at Ninja Coalition HQ, Reading's premier ninja gym.
All right, we're back with Ian Smart. And just before the break, we had Rich Gallardo call in. And again, if you'd like to call in, you could call in 530-605-4567. Again, that number 605-4567. Rich was calling in and talking just about getting people to run for school boards and getting involved. So you have a base of roughly 5,000 on your Facebook page. Tell us a little bit about, you know, just people's involvement. When you talk about running for school boards, I mean, there's so many things, so many ways to get involved. What do you see in terms of just involvement in general?
Lack thereof.
Okay, go ahead.
We are just under 5,000 people. And, you know, when things were real hot there at the beginning, we had all kinds of participation. And that's understandable. And, you know, people kind of fall off. But this last year and a half with all the elections and recalls and such, we've really been pounding it that, you know, we got to get people out there to vote. We got to get people in the seats. We got to get people on school boards. And so definitely out there pounding it, but sometimes I feel like we are getting, you know, doing too much in that direction and maybe it doesn't help. So I don't know the exact answer of how do you get people to just be motivated on this or that. Like I said, I never intended to be this guy. So,
Yeah, join the club.
Yeah, no, hey, well, first off, let me thank you for taking the initiative to do this, man. You're going to, you know, jump in the fire for us, and we absolutely need you. We need you to beat Reznor at all costs.
Well,
and so, first off, thank you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, and thank you. For me, you know, much like yourself, it wasn't, it's not kind of a planned thing. You just see a need and say, man, I gotta mind the gap. I gotta fill the hole. And there's been a lot of people on this station that do, you know, call-in shows or radio shows on the weekends. They've been fighting this fight, doing, you know, their due diligence, standing up for what they believe. And again, like I said, I hope to have, and I will have people on this show that I don't, you know, ideologically agree with most of what they'll say, but I want them on so they have a chance to voice how they feel and what they think, because I'm open to other ideas and I want to have those conversations. Let me ask you, what's the average age of a person that, you know, really engages when you do have, I mean, how many people show up? If you said, hey, I got something really big, I need people to show up. How many show up right now?
Okay. So, the very first year we were doing it, Flag Day came along June 14th, I believe.
Okay.
We had 100 or more people show up.
Okay.
It was awesome. We had a great time. The next year, I think we had about 10.
10.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the average age, would you say, when it was 100 people? What was the average age?
It was a mixed bag, definitely. The people that showed up were mainly people kind of our age.
Men, women?
Both. There was definitely some women out there that were, you know, just as tough as men out there, ready to do what needed to be done, you know, in that first week if we were going to experience a riot.
Yeah.
They were right there with our back. We had people in with medical history that were there to do things such as, you know, dress a wound if somebody was hurt, our side or theirs, you know.
Yeah.
We had a lot of people show up that were ready to go to battle for us.
So let me ask you, Kylie, what do you think is the – I mean, you're pretty, I would say, aware at 19, you know, less than some, maybe more than others. But what do you think it is – like, you know, why do you go to political conferences and things like that to hear different speakers? I mean, what got you into it, and why do you think most people your age just aren't engaged?
Personally, I think that what you're doing really inspired me, but I've been to a lot of Turning Point events, YAF events. I just think that I don't, as a Christian, I haven't agreed with anything that's going on, and I think I'm not going to be the person just sitting waiting around, liking Instagram posts, sharing it. I think that I need to stand up and do something, because if not me, who else? I'm not going to be the guy pointing to the next guy saying, you going to do it? You going to do it for all of us? Or because
yeah.
I think that God anointed me as one of those people that needs to stand up.
It's good.
Amen.
So Ian, how could people really get involved? How could people really get involved with your movement? And actually we have a caller. I'm sorry, boy. This is new, Liam, right? You just maybe got to bang on that glass. All right, we have Lori on. So Lori, welcome.
Hey there, Kevin. Thank you so much for starting this. I was just simply going to share one more resource in addition to what Richard was calling in, that there's the Freedom Coalition here locally, which is part of something going on in the entire state of California. And thankfully, we have our own local Redding area group that meets basically every Thursday. The next meeting will be August 4th of this week, and it's from 6 to 7:30. And I'll put it in the chat room info, but it's basically a way to unite and activate all patriots and to kind of stick together, if you will. It runs from where's my paperwork? It's at 621 Twin View Boulevard, Reading, 96003. And if you want to go to the website, I'll put it in the chat room. As I said, ShastaFreedomCo.org.
I appreciate
and,
that.
I know you've been to this location, Kevin. Lots of good people. And
yeah.
I just want to put that in from the get-go, that this is a place to connect and formulate deeper relations. So
no,
that's all
I
want to say.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yes, Freedom Coalition does
meet. And August 4th of this week is the Alternative School Fair.
Okay, we'll put that in the chat room as well. Thank you, Lori.
Super good. All right.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Kevin.
You bet.
All right. Bye.
So, Ian, what are some things that if people want to get involved, like where would they start? Like, obviously, they go and like your Facebook page, Steak and NorCal, and then you've got to, of course, click the acceptance button, so whatever that is.
That's right.
That's right. But once they get in, like, what are some things that they can do? What do you have coming up where people can get involved and say, hey, look, I don't even necessarily want to be political. I just want to serve Shasta County. I want to do things because I have a stake in NorCal. I've got grandkids here, or I want to raise a family here, or I'm going to start a business, or I'm going to go to school. What are some things you have coming up where people can get involved?
Well, for us, it's just about staying tuned in and, plugging yourself in where you can. You know, it's hard for some, easier for others. We are all about just keeping you informed. There's not really any, we don't have any scheduled events coming up by any means. But when you have a scheduled event, we like to make sure that people know about it. Mm-hmm. We want to, push people in the right direction to support our values, which, our group is like-minded people. You're not coming in the group without being one of us.
Yeah.
And so for me, the best way for you to get involved is to get your butt down there and vote. 42% turnout in the primary, that's not good enough. How are we going to win if we're not voting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand I have not a lot of faith in our election system at this point.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to vote.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that's our voice. And listen, I think the whole thing crumbles when we lose all faith in our process. And, I'm not putting my head in the sand. You know, I think there's a lot of things that can happen at the state level and things, but, I believe we have a lot of good people there at the registrar's office, and we have to be vigilant in making sure that, we have eyes on things. But I think really, for me, I've always been, if you're not going to vote, you can't complain.
Like, right.
You can't.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Even on, I've always had that I voted sticker, and I try and keep that on my Hydro Flask, my wallet, whatever, phone case. I keep it till that thing just falls off.
I got a Facebook selfie every year with one of those.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I'll never forget that, I want to spend a little bit more time talking about yourself. So recreationally, Ian, you've got 1 day left in Shasta County, 1 day left, and you're going to move forever. Where do you go? Where do you take your family? What's the attraction? Other than Ninja Coalition, what's the second best place to go?
Okay, well, if it was wintertime, we would be at Mount Shasta Ski Park.
Snowboarder or snow skier?
Snowboarder.
Snowboarder.
Wow. Whole family.
With a beard like, the whole family?
Whole family.
Okay.
My oldest has now moved over to Tahoe, and we might follow him over there, actually. So.
Oh, don't say that. We can't lose any more good, great families.
Yeah.
And even though I'm just getting to know you, or now I've met you really 3 times, but, yeah, I'm hearing that a lot lately. I'm hearing a lot of people say that. So, okay, so summer, or I'm sorry, winter, you're going to go to Mount Shasta. Where are you going to go in the spring?
In the spring, you can find me fishing on the McLeod River.
Really?
It's definitely one of my favorite things to do.
Okay.
While I don't do it enough, it's definitely one of my favorites, but we're definitely boat people. We're out on the lake 10, 20 days a year in the summertime at least.
Whiskeytown or Shasta?
Both.
Both, okay.
Love them both. This time of year, I like to find myself at Whiskeytown because I don't have to drag my boat through the dirt to get there.
Yeah, and I understand that. I mean, I don't because I don't have a boat,
yeah.
But yeah. But when I take my daughter out to her grandpa and grandma's houseboat, yeah, it's now quite the trek. And it's kind of scary, man.
Like, yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, we've been ripped off the lake, too, so that's always a good time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's not good. One of the things that I'm really keeping an eye on is the river and with what's going on with the fly shop and that whole story that about people putting in down at, in Anderson or Red Bluff and
yeah.
These fishing guides no longer bringing those dollars to Redding. That's some scary stuff.
Right.
You know.
Due to homelessness?
Yeah. Well, just due to the garbage and all the stuff, on the banks and people not wanting to look at that, saying, hey, I'm spending tens of thousands of dollars flying in, coming up here. I don't want to look at that.
Nope.
And I don't blame them. So let's get back to the fun stuff. Okay. So with... when someone comes to visit, when you have since you're born here or pretty much raised here, I'm guessing a lot of your family's here?
Well, not a ton of family, no.
Okay, so what's the one attraction you tell people they got to go see when they visit Shasta? Like, I have people that come here for, you know, Valor Talent Group, and I've got my short list. What's your punch list of places you got to take somebody?
One of my favorite things to do if I have someone come visit is take them on a waterfall tour.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than Northern California for waterfalls.
Absolutely.
We can do a one-day trip. We could do a five-day trip and show you some stuff you've never seen. So
people don't realize, like, really the abundance of really cool outdoor stuff we have here.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's what's kept me here all my life. I never had any ambition to move away from this place.
Yeah. So, Ian, how are we doing on time?
You have 5 minutes.
We have 5 minutes. Awesome. So, again, if someone wants to call in, 605-4567, 605-4567. What's your favorite restaurant, Ian? Where's the one place you – now, this is a lot of pressure, right, because someone's going to be left out. Where are you going? Where are you taking somebody to dinner? Your last night in Shasta County, where are you going?
Bonsai Sushi Fusion.
Bonsai Sushi
Fusion. Where's that at?
They are over by Los Gordos, which is also good – good if they're closed anyway. So over there off of South Bonneview.
Yeah.
Great sushi. The owner's a great guy.
How long they've been there?
2 or 3 years.
I'm not a big sushi guy.
No?
Yeah, I mean, I'll have it. I went to a place in L.A. once, Nobu. And I guess it's a big, like, you know, hangout in Hollywood or whatever. I went there for an event with a client. But, you know, and someone said, you know, they had a roll come by, and I took, you know, 2, 3, 4 pieces. And the person I was with said, how was it? I said, that's pretty good. And they said, that's about $250 worth of fish. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
Well, because it's like, you know, it's Hollywood or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I kind of laugh because, you know, it's like I go to Sprouts and I get like the, you know, the $5 avocado sushi roll or whatever it
is.
So let me ask you, the thing that makes Shasta County special to you is?
Definitely the recreation, you know, is my number one thing that has driven me and kept me here. You know, when I graduated high school, I really didn't want to move away from this place. It's got all that I need. It's got rivers, it's got lakes, it's got snowboarding, it's got the coast not far away. The thing that's driving me away from it now is it's California. It's, you know, going communist on us, basically. Mm-hmm. And so at this point, you know, we're kind of weighing the options of possibly leaving the place.
Yeah, well, I would ask you, you know, hold that thought. Let's see what it looks like in the next, you know, 4, 5, 6 months. And Kylie, same question to you. Now, I know you're having a hard time deciding if you're going to come back here after college, and we've talked about that pretty extensively. What's the one thing outside of family that makes it hard to think about leaving Shasta County?
The people. I didn't realize this, but before I door knocked over 500 doors the last election, but the people are just genuine. You can't find the people like anywhere else in the country, really.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a lot of good people. Like there's such a you know, and there's people that I've met that I just don't agree with at all, but we've gotten to be, you know, I won't say great friends, but we definitely say hi to each other. We rib each other a little bit. And those are actually special relationships to me, because that's what this is about. Like this whole thing about us raising kids, you know, trying to rub a couple nickels together to make a quarter, trying to, you know, get our bills paid and then have some left over to be able to help somebody else out.
Yep.
You know, that's what it's about. And when we lose sight of that, and when we lose sight of really just, you know, what it means to, you know, exist in a society of a lot of people that, you know, could use a hand up. And, you know, that's been one of the things that has excited me. On my upcoming shows, I have a phenomenal group. I'm going to bring Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission, as well as some other individuals, a couple of them from outside the area, to talk about really what's going on in our homeless in the vertical of homelessness in Shasta County. And then here in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have Baron Browning and Chris Kellstrom both on at the same time, because I think that's what people want. I think people need to get a chance to hear real conversations and no more just sound bites. So with that, Liam, thank you so much in the studio there. Ian, thank you so much for being my first guest.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Kylie, thanks for making it so easy to be a dad. And then just love you, Shasta County. Appreciate you guys, and see you all next Tuesday right back here at 6 p.m. Thank you.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.